I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. With the Senate having revised and consolidated the House's version of proposed amendments to the Constitution, the matter fell to a House conference committee whose job was to reconcile the differences between the two chambers. That process began on September 21, 1789, when James Madison of Virginia, Roger Sherman of Connecticut, and John Vining of Delaware sat down with their Senate counterparts, William Patterson of New Jersey, Charles Carroll of Maryland, and Oliver Ellsworth of Connecticut. The largest difference to be resolved concerned the guarantee of religious freedom. Most likely, at Madison's insistence, the Senate's version of religious freedom was moved up into the text of what would become the First Amendment.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion.
3 days later, the House approved the committee's recommendation by a 37-14 vote. Elbridge Gerry of Massachusetts was one of the 14 no votes. Gerry had previously opposed the Constitution because it lacked a Bill of Rights. With a Bill of Rights now proposed, he still believed that individual liberty was not adequately protected. The job of the framers of our Constitution was to strike a proper balance between freedom and the power of government. Coming to a proper balance in managing risk is the job of your commercial insurance broker. Before you renew a commercial policy, sit down with a Hibbs Hallmark insurance professional for a no-cost review. Visit HibbsHallmark.com.